Thanks so much for listening. Before I get into the episode, I wanted to thank today's podcast sponsor, which is Coda Luna and their baby keepsake castle. I personally just put all of my baby's memorabilia into these little keepsake castle boxes, and they are so adorable, functional, and if you really love organization, then you're really going to love this keepsake box. So not only is it a keepsake box, but it also includes a baby book, and it has space for capturing all of the milestones of your baby's early years. And then the keepsake box itself stores all of the memorabilia that you want to keep. So baby's first socks and pacifier and the little hat that they wore when they came home from the hospital. So this keepsake castle with the baby memory book is more than just an organizational product. It's a gateway to preserving the remarkable journey of new parenthood. So take a moment to visit keepsakecastle.com today and embark on creating a lasting legacy of love and nostalgia. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing great, Amanda. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking the time to talk to me today.
Of course, of course. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. So before we get into the details of what we're going to talk about today, do you mind starting off with just some background about who you are and what you do?
Sure thing. I am a creative performance and leadership coach. I work with creators and entrepreneurs and business owners to help them bring their biggest ideas to life and become better leaders. I'm also a music creator. I create a crazy, weird, original style of kids' music that some people describe as Beastie Boys for babies. And I started doing this when my son was born. He's now 3.5 and made the commitment early on in his life to record and produce and put out in the world at least one album documenting his developmental phases, experiences, funny moments. And I've been doing that for the past 3.5 years. I have a new album coming out for Halloween. And that's a little bit about me in a nutshell.
Thank you so much for that. So I want to first talk about Beastie Boys for Babies. Definitely interested in learning more about that. And then I want to talk about creativity in adults, as parents, as entrepreneurs, and kind of get into that more. But first, please tell us more about Beastie Boys for Babies.
So I've been a musician and guitar player all my life. When I was younger, I was in a band. We tried to make it. This was around undergrad years in college. Didn't work out. Music has always been important to my life, but whenever that band didn't work out a while ago, I was still trying to keep music going, but I got caught up in life and my day job and my career and just became less and less such a pillar of my life as it had been when I was younger. But when my wife was pregnant, it really got me reflecting on, hey, what's really important? Like, what kind of dad do I need to be? How do I need to show up as a father so that my son has a good role model? Like, what values do I want to show are important? What do I want to make sure I'm living and breathing and not just saying to do? And it really made me think just how important music was to my life. And like, wow, I had been putting this off, putting it as a back burner, barely doing it anymore. But when my wife was pregnant, it really kind of shook my system. Wow, like, I need to bring this back into my life. This energizes me. I'm passionate about it. This is who I am. Like, I don't want to portray to my son that, like, it's things that are important to you, things you're passionate about, should be put on the back burner. So I got back into music, got back into my guitar playing and music production. When he was born, it just really sparked that within me and made me want to take it to another level. And also just around the time when he was born, I was just listening to a lot of kids' music and realized, wow, like, this, I don't like any of this. this is what's out there? Like, what the heck? Like, I get it, some of these traditional songs, like, maybe I listen to, or we all listen to when we were younger, but like, as an adult, it just listening to those and what they were saying, it just seemed kind of pandering, kind of condescending, not as respectful, not as progressive as how we wanted to interact with our son, and just didn't seem authentic, right? So like as adults, we really love authentic music. We can tell when the singer-songwriter is their real story and not a fabricated thing that resonates with us. So I saw this opportunity. Hey, there's all this hilarious stuff my son's doing. These would be awesome songs. It'd be fun to make. It'd be fun to involve him in. It'd be fun for our family to kind of document these experiences. And I think as a creator, I have a unique perspective. I can bring all my influences and my taste and my style and create something original that's not being done out there. So that's how Beastie Boys for Babies came to life, just integrating my own influences like Jimi Hendrix, Rage Against the Machine, hip hop, you know, stuff from pop and blues and funk, just combining it and then capturing these funny experiences and moments from my son's development just throughout the years. And it's been a lot of fun.
That's very cool. And you also, I'm glad that you do that. And I'm glad that you're talking about this. And I also want to talk about another thing that you spend your time on, which is working with entrepreneurs about creativity. And this totally links back to your story and, you know, what you have done with when you became a parent, when you became a dad, and what you had talked about with, you know, you kind of lost touch with it, but then realized that making music was something that you really loved and that that was what kind of like fed your soul. And I think so many times parents kind of go through the same thing of like, they have their priorities that change. They spend less time doing stuff just for themselves, and it's easy to do, but it's also really, really important. And it's important not just to like do those things and recognize what it is, but strategize, because we don't have all the time in the world, and like time is precious. So I want to talk about creativity in adulthood, how that impacts entrepreneurs and small business owners. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, so I am a little bit biased, but I think creativity is like the number one superpower you can apply to any situation, right? Not only is it going to enrich your experience, like make it more meaningful, more enjoyable, more fun, more interesting, but you know, the future is only getting more complex, more dynamic. We need creativity to respond to these situations that are so fast paced and so paradoxical in a way, and just so fast moving. Like we can't just rely on a checklist template. Like we have to have these skills to take on these new situations, be adaptable, come up with a new solution to a problem that maybe we've never experienced or faced before in order to move forward and be successful professionally or personally, or just, you know, just navigate crazy moments like the pandemic the past 2.5 years, right? Like creativity is that superpower that lets you take an active approach to anything you're facing. And so from a performance standpoint, I think it's critical, but also just from a fulfillment or enrichment standpoint, it makes life fun. It makes your work fun. You're putting your own taste to it, your own perspective, your own spin on it. And that keeps you engaged with what you're doing, and it's and that's an important element in motivation, persistence, resilience, to have that connection, that that passion, that motivation to what you're doing.
So why do you think that it is so important? I agree with you, but why do you think that is important?
You want to put something unique out in the world. You want to have your own brand. You want something that has a competitive advantage. You want to stand out in some way, and you want to be authentic, right? It's important to express your authentic voice, and creativity is really at the core of all those things, right? Like when you tap into your creativity, you feel more authentic, you feel bolder, you feel more unique, more original, more confident about what you're doing, and you can take that in whatever pursuits personal, professional you're doing, and that kind of amplifies your success, your enjoyment of the whole process.
So what about the parents that have young kids? They're either entrepreneurs or they work, you know, in a small business where they either are the owner or, you know, just part of kind of like that startup culture where time is a very precious commodity. How do you balance the creativity process with everything else that just screams for our attention?
Yeah, and that is the million-dollar question, and it comes down to just being very intentional with your attention, just being very deliberate, very purposeful. A lot of entrepreneurs and creative people, that's a different skill they need to develop, right? They're very used to being spontaneous and following their inspirations and their energy at the time. But when you have a family, when you have these other responsibilities coming into play, it adds another layer of complexity where you have to level up. You have to develop those time management skills, and you have to be very deliberate and purposeful, probably in a way you didn't have to be when you were single and in your 20s and staying up to 3 a.m. and just getting up whenever. Like, it's very different. You have to be very purposeful with what you're doing. So you may need to look at your week. Like, I have a lot of my clients do this exercise called the ideal week. And it really is just like visualizing, mapping out how you ideally can spend your time given all the responsibilities you have, as well as the creative goals you're pursuing. Right. And actually fitting that in. Wow. Okay. Here, I only have 30 minutes today to work on this passion project of mine, or to record videos, or to write a blog post, because I have to pick up my son and we have dinner and then blah, blah, blah. But it sounds kind of intuitive and almost like icky to some creators and entrepreneurs to do that. But it's powerful just to get really deliberate about your attention and see where you have those free pockets of time, how you can creatively adjust your schedule week to week or month to month to fit in everything that is meaningful to you, right? Like, and having those constraints over time, if you're applying these skills, you can get better at prioritization, focus, and you're not missing your son's soccer practice. You can map it all out. You can get it all done. And having that lens, just of being very deliberate and purpose with your time and energy, is another skill that a lot of entrepreneurs and creators need to develop. And when they do, it unlocks almost their next level of creative badassery, creative success.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, but it's hard. It is hard work. It's a process.
Yeah. I can definitely appreciate that. And that's something that I've been working on myself. And it's, I can't remember the name of the principle, but it's a principle, and Tim Ferriss talks about it a lot, when you set out to do something and you give yourself an amount of time to do it, you usually fill up that entire time container. Yeah,
exactly.
So if you say, I'm going to write a blog post and I'm going to give myself 3 hours to do it, you'll take the whole 3 hours to write it. But if you only have 1 hour and you do, you will probably get it done in 1 hour.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So what we've been talking about, kind of the parent that has young kids like us, that owns a small business or works kind of in that realm of entrepreneurship, for you, like you are in that area right now, that's your season of life. How does this play out in your work? How do you kind of practice what you preach?
Yeah, so I kind of mapped out my ideal weeks, and it changes like depending on the season or depending on what my son's involved in. Like right now has swim lessons and soccer and art class and things like that. But luckily, you know, as an entrepreneur, you have that freedom, you have that flexibility, and it's almost like putting that puzzle together. Like, how do I best spend my time? What do I work on first? When are those times of day where I have the most energy? When am I available? When do I need to be present with my son? So, I mean, for me, like the mornings are time with family, spending time just getting ready for school and having breakfast and coffee and playing a little bit, just that's family time. Then either my wife or I will, depending on our schedules, we'll take him to school. So between like 8 and 9 a.m., that's almost like my warm-up activity. So I'm not doing meetings necessarily too much unless I know my wife can take him to school that day. So I'm just kind of warming up. I'm thinking of ideas. Maybe I'm doing some social media stuff, brainstorming. I do a lot of music stuff, so I may be doing vocal exercises in the car with my son. I practice and singing, just getting warmed up. From usually do all my client calls in the morning. That's when I'm focused, I'm fresh, want to give the most value to them. Have a workout time, do some more exploratory, creating looser activities that require less just like laser focus, but more just like exploring ideas, thinking of visions, planning, writing, creating. And then my son gets back from school. There's family time again, playing, dinner, and then time with the wife after he's going to bed, and maybe some planning and prep stuff before I go to bed so I can start my next day focused and just knowing what I'm going to do. So it is, there's things will show up and derail you, right? Like a couple of weeks ago, my wife and son got COVID again, and then that throws everything out the window. But just being deliberate, being purposeful, having a backup plan for when things get crazy, I think is important. Just knowing like, okay, this isn't my ideal plan, but here's kind of like the minimum thing I can do to still make progress on my important goals for the day. I can do that even if it's a crazy storm happening all around me. Like, I can still feel that progress. And identifying those, I think, is really important for parents too. So you don't just feel completely frazzled, completely out of control. Like, it is important for parents to be able to feel some level of in control and some level of progress on their own goals and feel that sense of momentum. Yeah.
So you talked about having this time, it sounded like in the afternoon, when you give yourself that opportunity to like let tap into your creativity and kind of brainstorm and stuff. How do you structure that? What is that? Can you go into more detail about that?
Yeah, sure. So the word, right, and like the word structured, like that is something you play with, where some activities you want to have more structure and have more constraints, more rules around, where you're converging and you need to focus your attention more single pointedly. Other activities where you're brainstorming or doing research or coming up with ideas or trying to connect ideas, those can work better with a looser structure because it's more divergent thinking. Like, you're connecting, you're following your curiosities. It's a little bit looser, it's more exploratory. So for those types of activities, it can be beneficial to have longer periods of time, less rules, less constraints, use questions rather than like, this is what I'm going to do, but rather like, oh, what would it look like to combine this with this? Or how do I want my business to look a year from now? Or what kind of content is most going to connect with my audience around this topic? So if you're thinking in terms of questions, like, you're kind of opening up your attention and combining and brainstorming and exploring, versus maybe like if you're editing a blog post or video, like, you're more convergent. You're like very focused. Like, I need to make this happen. I need to take this from A to B. And that's my goal. So, and it's really important to have, or to think about your activities in that way. If creativity is important to you, if you're trying to do something innovative, like, you can't always just be grinding and hustling and kind of operating in a linear fashion. Like, you need to change it up, create space for yourself where it is more open, it is more unpredictable. It creates that space for you to innovate and make those unique connections and come up with those interesting ideas.
Yeah, I think that makes sense, and it's important to kind of change that up and that energy throughout the day, or at least throughout your week. I'm also curious, how do you like set that up? So you're like, okay, from 1 to 2, I've got creative time, block of time. Do you think about how you're like, what you're going to be creative about? Like, is there a topic? Do you kind of, or do you just sit at your desk and like What do I want to be creative about today? Can you talk about that a little?
No, I think it's you want to have the topic in mind. You want to have a starting point as well. You don't need to have everything mapped out like in 10-minute blocks for that hour, but you want to know what you're focusing on, and you want to know where you're starting, because that's going to help you get into that flow state more effectively. And that's what we're aiming for in these deep creative sessions, is getting in that state of flow where you feel like you're in the zone, things are automatic, everything's just naturally happening. You're not worrying about what other people are thinking. You're just creating, you're just going. And so like a key element of flow is having a clear goal or clear rules. So having that as you're going into the session beforehand, like I'm working on marketing and this is kind of the first thing I'm going to start on. That's going to help you get started more effectively and pick up that momentum more efficiently than if you just come sit down like, oh, what do I want to do? Oh, I don't know. Like you're going to waste a lot of time and then, right. So that can accelerate and make those sessions more effective if you do have that clear starting point and those rules kind of set in place.
Yeah. So then do you have like weekly kind of planning times when you think about like, what are the things that I want to think about? Like if I have 5 1-hour blocks for creative time this week, do you kind of then on Sunday night or Monday morning, like decide what are those topics?
Yeah, for sure. So I usually do that. Actually, I'll kind of think of my next week at the end of day on Fridays. So I'm all the stuff I have to do and get done and check off the list. It's usually done. I'm going into the weekend, I'm feeling a little bit more fun and loose and exploratory and creative and just not as like single-pointedly focused on getting stuff done. So I'm usually looking at my next week on Friday, kind of preliminarily planning those sessions. What are those high-level goals I want to make progress on? What do I want to accomplish by the end of the next week? Then usually on Sunday, kind of revisit that, get a little more detailed. And then each night, just because days are crazy, things change, opportunities pop up, challenges pop up, I always recommend, and I do myself, just like, what are the top 3 priorities I need to get done tomorrow? Just like a quick 10-minute reflection in my evenings, usually before dinner, that I can just kind of dump and then make those changes necessary in my calendar and schedule and to-do list. So these different zoom in and out points, like at the week level, day level. But that's usually how I'm prioritizing and setting those blocks for myself.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I think that it's important to have the structure so that you kind of save the time for the creativity. But it does seem sometimes like counterintuitive of like, I just want to be, you know, free thinking, get into the flow and like have time for creativity. So why would I want to schedule it and structure it?
But
you, in order to like actually make it happen and not go weeks and weeks or months and months without doing that kind of activity, you really have to be intentional, like you said, about like scheduling it in.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been a really helpful conversation. Is there anything that we haven't touched on that you think would be important for parents of young kids who are in this space or interested in this space to hear?
Yeah. So I think, you know, just approaching life with a creative lens or asking yourself, how do I tap into my creativity? It's not only good for yourself as a parent, an individual, but when you show up with that orientation, when you're practicing these skills, when you're pursuing a creative project, something you're passionate about, something that you find is meaningful, something that you want to do, not something you feel like you should do or have to do. Like this gets passed on and role modeled to our kids, right? They see mom or dad, wow, like she really loves podcasting. Like she's like, no one asked her to do that. Like she wanted to do it. She's making it happen. She's committed to it. She's focused. She likes it. She's energized by it. She finds a way to fit it in her schedule no matter what. It's important to her and she's making it happen. So that when your kids see that, they see your focus, they see your discipline, They see your resilience. They see your commitment. They see your passion. And to them, like as they're growing up, they understand their orientation is, hey, if there's something important for me, I can go out and get it. I can make it happen. I don't need permission, right? I don't need to wait for my boss to say you can do this or not. Even if I do have a day job or have these other things going on, like if it's important to me, I'm going to find a way to do it. I'm going to make it happen because I want to do it. And I think that's a really powerful orientation that you can pass on to your kids. And it's going to set them up for success in whatever they're doing. And it's going to enrich their lives, right? Like no matter what's going on around them, they know they have the skill set and the mindset. I can do something I want to do. I can do something that I have control over, that I can bring to life myself, that's mine, that's original. And just even having that, just doing something every day for 10, 15 minutes that's yours, that you're creating momentum towards, that's such an empowering feeling that, you know, like, yeah, I mean, I want my son to feel that, to have that orientation. Like, I can do anything I want to do, even if it's just 10 minutes a day. Like, I see the progress, I see the momentum. And yeah, I mean, I just think that's so important for parents, especially these in this day and age where the world's just getting crazier, more complicated. Like, it's important to have that sense of control and influence over the quality of your life.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's really important as well. And I think that it is a great message for our kids, just like you said.
Awesome.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me today. And if anybody who's listening wants to find out more about you or what you're doing or Beastie Boys for Babies, where can they find you?
Yeah. So my website, jefffiance.com, is the best place to learn more about me and what I'm up to for my Beastie Boys for Babies music. My artist name is Mr. Boo Daddy. I'm on Spotify. I'll share the link for you guys as well. But I would love for you to check that out, play it for your toddlers and preschools, follow along, like the songs. And yeah, feel free to connect with me if there's a big creative goal of yours that you have that you've been putting off, that you want to bring to life, that you want to feel more consistent and more momentous towards. I'd love to connect with you and learn more and see how I can support you.
Wonderful. Well, I'll link to all of that in the show notes of this episode. And thank you so much again.
Thanks, Amanda. Really had a good time chatting with you today and love what you're doing.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening to the show today. If you liked the episode and would like to hear more, please follow Finding Your Village wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to use the code FYVPODCAST to sign up for the postpartum class at pregnancytopreschool.net to save 15% today. Thank you so much and stay safe, healthy, and connected.